Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Welcome to my special pop-up show. Today's featured guest is Fran Capo. Love just saying it. We're great to have Fran on the show today. She's written this very interesting book. We'll be talking about that. But for those of you who don't know Fran Capo, oh my goodness, she's a motivational speaker, comedian, adventurer, ordained minister, 18-time author, spokesperson, consultant, 6-time world record holder. And she's mostly known as the Guinness Book World Record Fastest Talking Woman. Well, you might have recently seen her on the Meredith Vieira Show, Entertainment Tonight, Nick at Night, Good Morning America, Dr. Oz, where she pranked Dr. Oz recently, which is all good. She's also a very funny lady and a great writer. But now she's has this book that I just want to bring to the attention of everyone. It's called Hopeville, The City of Light. And it had a very interesting creation process. And when Fran started to tell me about it, I started to get goosebumps because there was something so emotional and intriguing about the way that the book came about. So instead of me giving everything away, why don't I open up the mic and we'll talk to Miss Capo. There we go.
Hey, Nancy, how are you?
Hi, Fran Capo. I love the book. It is so wonderfully touching and it's such an easy read. I read it all in one sitting because I had to read it and know right away what was going on. It was so interesting. So now that we know all about you, and they could go to www.francapo.com and read about how this woman dove to the Titanic, but at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, and then this new adventure, her book, Hopeville, City of Light. So let's talk about the book, okay, if you don't mind. You've written 18. Why is Hopeville, the City of Light, so special?
Well, okay, so you're right. I've written 18 books. All of those, Nancy, I had decided consciously, I'm going to write a book about adventures. I'm going to write a book about my dad, you know, almost a wise guy. But Hopeville, the City of Light was the one book that not only did I never had an intention about writing, I didn't even know I was going to write, didn't even have the concept of the book. And the way that happened was literally I was in the middle of writing my Adrenaline Adventures book, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning. This is back in 2004, mind you, in April of 2004. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I think I'm like having this dream, and I hear this voice, and I cannot describe to you whether it was a male or female voice, but I hear this voice literally say, "Fran, get up. You got to write a book." And I'm thinking, wow, this is a weird dream. So the voice is being very persistent. Get up. You got to write this book. So I'm like, oh, okay, am I awake? Am I sleeping? So I turn on the light. I don't see anybody. So I turn the light back off, and I'm like, okay, that was a really weird dream. And I hear the voice again. Get up. You have to write this book. It has a message that you have to give the world. So I turn the light back on again, and I'm like, going, okay. You know, I don't know who this is, where this is. This is, I don't have any in the book. I'm working on Adrenaline Adventures. Turn up the light, and it says to me, get up and write down the name of the book. It's called Hopeville, the City of Light. So I turn the light back on. I had Hopeville, the City of Light. She gave me a book, and I go, okay, listen, I don't know who you are, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not writing a book at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got to get up early. I don't even know if this is really a dream, but I'll write the name down. So I write down Hopeville, the City of Light. Next morning, I get up, take my kids to school, my mom to work, have to get my car fixed, take the car, bring my laptop, and I decide I'm going to work on my book, Adrenaline Adventures, because I was on deadline with it. So I'm sitting there, and Nancy, you know me, I've never had writer's block in my entire life. I mean, I could literally sit down, write a chapter, I'm done, blah, blah, blah. And so there I am. I asked the guy, I go, hey, is there a place here? I got to stay here because I can't, you know, go home, blah, blah, can I write the book? He goes, yeah, go in the little corner of our shop, set up my laptop. I start to write this, the chapter on sharks, and I swear to you, my fingers, it was like someone froze my fingers. I could not type. And I'm like, going, wow. Okay, this is really strange. So again, I go to type the chapter on the shark, and I can't type it. I'm like, really? What am I going to do, sit here for 3 hours and not work? So I said, oh, what was the name of that book? I got to just say. So I pull out the little scrap of paper that I wrote the title of the book on, and all I write is Hopeville, the City of Light. For the next 3 hours, I cannot tell you what I wrote. At that time, of course, I can't tell you what I wrote, anything. All I remember is that after I wrote the word "the end," the guy says, "Fran, your car's done." And I look at him and he goes, "I got to be honest with you. That was really weird." And I go, "What was really weird?" He goes, "You were like a zombie. You didn't move, you didn't breathe, you didn't drink water, you didn't go to the bathroom." He goes, "All you did was stare and type." I was like, "Okay, honestly, I think I wrote a book." And he's like, "How do you not know?" I go, "I honestly can't tell you one word that is in this book." And he goes, I said, "I guess I'll read it and I'll find out." Well, I was busy working on my Adrenaline Adventures book. It was on deadline, so it was weeks before I even looked at Hopeville. And I was like, "Oh, you know what? Let me look at this book. It probably doesn't even make sense. I don't even know what I wrote." So I start to read it, and then I see it's a story about a little boy who's always getting bullied, a widowed mother who's doing everything she can to make ends meet, a old man who feels nobody listens to him anymore because he's old and that they think his mind is feeble, and a successful businessman who gave up everything, having a family, you know, going out and doing activity, everything just to build his business. And all of them at the same time get discouraged, like, is this all there is to life? You know, I'm feeling drained, I'm feeling tired. You know, what's the meaning of life? What's the purpose? I don't understand. And they all that same night say a prayer. And an angel of light appears to each of them and tells them just a little thing in their lives that they have to change that will make a difference in their level of happiness and everything. And they don't believe it. They're like, "I'm just a little boy. I can't do that. I'm a widowed mother. How am I going to do that?" And the angel assures them that if they do it, not only will their lives change, it will change everybody else's in the town because they'll be used as an example. So they do it. And then the changes starts to be taken for granted in the town, and the angel gets mad. And she's like, "You know, a gift was given, and everybody is trying to manipulate the gift, take it for it. So the angel wants to take it away unless these people are able to influence the town people." And it's a whole struggle of getting people to have a different mindset, a very simple mindset of change that needs to be done. And it's the whole story of the obstacles and how they overcome it. And in it, there are 44 lessons, very simple lessons that anyone can apply from a young age to an old age of how you can transform your life.
That's pretty amazing. And just as I said, when I read it, it was goosebumps. There must have been some occurrences around the book as people started to read it. Anything that you can bring to mind?
You know, the funny thing that started happening with it, like I said, I wrote it back in, 2004. And at first I didn't do anything with it. And then, you know, around, it was starting to get around November and Thanksgiving. And I was like, "Oh, you know what, maybe I should, like, do something with this book. I mean, if a voice did really give it to me, maybe I should, So I started to mention it to somebody, because I was looking at that point, I had to get the cover of Adrenaline Adventures. The book then was done. And I mentioned it to this guy, I was mentioning actually Adrenaline Adventures to him, "Can you do the cover?" And he goes, "You know, I'm just really starting out in graphic artists. I can't, do the cover. I just don't get to." And I said, "Yeah, all right, well, you know what, I'll find somebody else for Adrenaline Adventures." And I said, "Yeah, you know, it's really weird. This other book came to me." And all I say is Hopeville, the City of Light. I don't even describe the book. And this guy, Steven, who actually wound up doing the cover of the book, goes to me, "Fran, this is really weird. As you said it, I can envision the cover." And he envisioned the cover. The book.
Wow, and I love the cover. It's wonderful.
Yeah, because it's like this angel, you know, in the background. And, you know, the funny thing is this, the book started out as an e-book, and I was just going to keep it as an e-book. And then it progressed where I was about to go to Korea, and this one lady, because, you know, I kept asking for signs. Hey, I'm supposed to get this book out, you know, tell me what I'm supposed to do. And all of a sudden a video, you know, about my fast talking would go viral, and then I'd be able to start talking about this book. And then this one woman contacts me and says, in 6 months, I lost my husband 6 months ago. I read your ebook. It is the only thing that gave me comfort. Are you ever thinking of making it into a soft cover book? And at first I said no, but she said I'd really like to give it to a gift to my friends. Then I made it a soft cover. Then I made it a soft cover book. Then people would buy one copy. Then they started buying 20 copies and would give it to people. Then companies like Miller Coors and Pfizer and stuff like that started giving it, you know, almost like that book.
Yeah,
like
what is this book? Yeah, what has this book been compared to?
It's been compared to The Alchemist Meets Think and Grow Rich. And that's what people are saying. It's, you know, it hit number 11 on Amazon when I finally decided to release it in one day. And then
and
I
also
made
it's,
it into the,
it's coming out on CD?
It's coming out on CD. I think you have been the one who mentioned that to me. That's going to come out on
yeah.
CD in February.
That's going to be terrific because then people can download it too.
Yeah, and I do all the voices. All the different voices of all the characters there. And the thing is, it reaches people on every level. And I'm hoping, and it's been seen now on Fox TV, Charlie Hariri's show, Yahoo News, Huffington Post, your show. And, you know, I do talks about it, you know, called Laughter.
And where can they get the book? The most important part is, where can they get the book? I know you will go and give motivational speeches and do readings from the book, but where can they get it?
There is a website specifically dedicated to it called Hopeville, the City of Light. And what I ask is anybody go on the website, you can leave your comments, how the book has changed your life. And there's even a button that you press and you could record a video if you want to do a video and explain
wow.
to people how it's helped, you know, change your life.
And you can also find out more about you and your other books at www.francapo.com. Can you believe how fast time flies? We're down to the last 2 minutes. So if there's anything you'd like to
and
add,
I talked slow the whole time.
and you actually spoke at a normal rate for the fastest talking woman. You also
yeah.
perform. You do motivational speaking. If they go to your website, they can find the many, many variations of things you do. But right now, I think this is a wonderful book, and it makes a great uplifting gift to many people, especially lonely people who think they're alone. When you read this book, you realize, I'm not alone anymore. And
not
you
only
do have
you
power
realize you're not alone,
things.
But you realize that just by lighting another's light, the book teaches you how to light the passion within your world, your own world, and therefore you affect everybody else.
And if you could leave them with one inspirational quote for today for people who are interested in this book, what would that inspirational quote be?
Well, here is one of the lessons from Hopeville. There's an answer to every challenge. People often think there's not, but every single obstacle that or challenge God puts in your path, there is an answer to it.
That's terrific. So City, okay, I always want to say
the
wrong one. I'm sorry. Hopeville, the City of Light, because I keep looking at the book and I see the city first. Hopeville, the City of Light. Terrific read, and you want to get it. And once again, give them where they can get this book.
They go to HopeFillTheCityOfLight.com.
All right. Okay, this has been great. Interview with Fran Capo. Go to www.francapo.com and read about her many adventures and her numerous other books. But right now, I want you to check out this book. Is it still available on as an e-book?
It's still available in Kindle form, iTunes, in every format. And, you know, it's also available direct if you want autographed copies by going to HopeFillTheCityOfLight.com.
Thank you very much. Our guest today has been Fran Capo and Hopeville City of Light, a very terrific, terrific, inspiring book based on the mysterious voices. Inquiring minds want to know. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fran Capo, for being a guest on today's show, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. It's very interesting, and I'm telling you, it'll give you goosebumps and make you happy at the same time. Thank you, and have a good day.
day.